Marcinko, head coach at Rhodes College Soccer, and you're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Rhodes College head men's soccer coach Andy Marcinko. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. We're glad to be here, Russell.
Coach, heading into another preseason, your final as a member of the SCAC, just take me through your mindset as we get things underway this year.
Well, we're obviously right at the start here, so we're still a lot of unanswered questions, but I'm excited about the group that we have in here. I think we have a pretty solid freshman class. I think our fitness is a little better than we've been in the last couple of years, and just got to get going and piece it together. So,
Coach, last season the Lynx posted an 8-7-4 record, 5-5-1 in conference play. You closed out the end of the year very strong with a 4-1-1 record over your final six games. Talk about what this group learned over the course of last year.
Well, I think the thing that we're taking away from last year and going into this year with, I think everybody really worked hard. We don't have any superstars, and we didn't get any conference selections last year, although I think there are some players that hopefully will get some notice this year. But I think it was a case where everybody worked hard, and maybe we even overachieved at times. But I think that hard work and commitment and dedication to the job at hand, as well as to their teammates and their coaches, is what we're trying to build on.
Coach, offensively, the Lynx posted 24 goals in 19 games last season. How do you try and be a little more consistent up front and maybe finish a little bit more consistently this year?
Well, our injuries hurt us last year up front, and we really didn't have any true front players. So we really had to stretch some of the guys, give them different roles and everything, and that's something that I'm hoping that we have addressed and at least gotten better at with our incoming recruits. So that's an area we're hoping to improve on, obviously. So,
although early in the season, as preseason's gotten underway, Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your group this far?
Well, I think we're pleased again that the players took on the responsibility of making sure they were fairly fit coming in, which is something that in the college game with 2 weeks of preseason, you just can't do it in 2 weeks. So I'm pleased with that. We have an incoming class that wants to play, and their efforts and their commitments and their work ethics have pushed some of the returning players into a higher standard. So that's we're raising the bar this year, and we're hoping everybody follows suit.
Coach, talk a little bit about your senior class. Talk about this group, the way you've seen them grow, mature over the last 3 to 4 years of their career, and what they'll mean to this team, especially in terms of leadership moving forward.
Well, I think the particularly the seniors have seen the change. I mean, we're in a third year of our kind of rebuilding, reorganizing, regrouping. From their first year, we have definitely raised the standard and challenged them more and put more on their shoulders as a group, and I think they are seeing the dividends paying off. I think we have a much more committed group this year. I think they're excited because they can see where they were and where the group was as freshmen, and they're very excited about finishing off their senior year in a great way.
Coach, you mentioned freshmen. I know you talked a little about them already, but each preseason brings in the excitement of a new freshman class. Talk about the group you've recruited and brought in. How are they adjusting to the college game, and do you feel like you have some guys that can really help you out immediately this season?
Yeah, I'm real excited about this class, and having worked with them now for about a week, a little more than a week or so, I think I can confidently say this is probably the best freshman group that we've brought in 6 or 7 years. I think they're very committed. They're very excited. They're bringing up the work rate in the rest of the guys. It's early. It's still early, but I'm excited about this group, and they're here, and they want to play. So that's always an exciting thing.
Coach, playing in the SCAC is obviously an extremely unique experience. As a coach, you've had the opportunity to coach so many athletes that have come through Rhodes. What is unique to you about the Division III athlete and the experience they go through?
Well, I think I think the thing at Division III is, obviously academics is number one everywhere, and soccer is going to be a very close number two. And I think in our level, our Division III level, I think all of us want to see our kids have an overall college experience, and that does mean getting involved in other aspects of campus life. It can be frustrating at times. But I think the most important thing is obviously the academic part has to be there, and then we want guys that are passionate about the soccer part, but we want them to be involved in other areas as long as it doesn't impact the number one and the number two priority. So I think that's probably the most unique thing is we do have student athletes who are engaged in campus, you know, involvement or activities, that kind of thing.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Day. Sam joined by Rhodes head men's soccer coach Andy Marcinko. And coach, one of the exciting things as we head into a new SCAC soccer season is the return of the SCAC tournament. The top six teams from the league will meet in Birmingham at the end of the year to battle out for the NCAA automatic qualifying bid and tournament championship. Talk about the excitement of the SCAC returning and the possibility of being in Birmingham at the end of the season to compete for that title.
Yeah, I think it's great that we were able to do this. And I'm one of the few coaches that have been around. We did have a tournament the first couple of years of the conference way back 20 years ago. And that was exciting just to, you know, obviously there's that extra motivation. And I think that's something that's been missing over the years that, you know, if you drop a match or two or, you know, lose some points, you know, you hope to win, you get the tie, and yeah, you know, it's over. It can be over real early. This way, you know, there's a great incentive and a drive and a push to play hard to the end, and that's what's going to be fun. It's we had to drop a couple of matches, and you know, we got a difficult draw in terms of we probably got a couple of teams that we've been very successful against in the last couple of years and don't have the opportunity to play them. But, you know, there's the challenge right there. We just have to go and get after each game and hopefully pick up some points that we didn't get last year and get ourselves in that top six by the end of the year.
Coach, as you look at this league, I don't think anyone would argue how incredibly competitive it is from top to the bottom. However, that being said, it's been since 2000 since the SCAC has been represented by more than one team in the national tournament. What do you think needs to change, and what do you think needs to be done in this league to get that respect, and do you think the SCAC tournament might help down the road looking forward?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing, that having the tournament. I think that does open the opportunities that someone can step in and pull the big upset or whatever, and maybe get us the second team in. But I think that's the first thing. It's just even though I know the tournament has grown comparatively to 10 years ago or whenever it was changed. That's the big thing, I think, and I think the tournament could open the door for maybe another team to get in.
Coach, as you've mentioned, you've seen this league grow through so many years and the competition. As you've seen this league mature, what's impressed you the most with how competitive this league is?
Well, it's the quality of play top to bottom is so much better than it, and it's just getting better and better, and it'll continue to get better. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, it's, you know, we first started out, we didn't have some of the, you know, the Colorados and the Texas schools and Oglethorpe. I mean, it's now our kids have had the opportunity to go to different parts of the country and play and see places, you know, that they don't normally see. So that's been a lot of fun. So that's something that we'll definitely miss, as things change moving forward.
Coach, as you look to the 2011 season, what are some of the goals you have for this team?
Well, number one, we want to be more effective in the final third. We want to score more goals, okay? We want to, you know, kind of keep where we were in terms defensively of conceding goals, but we certainly want to finish in the top six of the conference. So, again, I think the commitment level has to be raised, the dedication and the work ethic of the guys has to be raised, and I think we're heading in the right direction to hopefully challenge and achieve and exceed those goals.
Coach, what's the toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
I think to be honest with you, I think the travel is something that, the travel has really worn on me as a coach, but I think it's starting to wear on our players, and it does wear on our preparation and our planning. It's just very difficult, and we're I consider us being kind of lucky in the sense that we're kind of in the middle of all these schools, but I know some of the schools that are on the fringe, on the outside, these 8-hour trips, that's made it very difficult, just in terms of, you know, players recovering physically, you know, planning your training and stuff like that. I think that's the biggest challenge in our conference. I mean, the competition level, I mean, that's great. That's going to be a challenge, but I think that travel issue is a variable that Has made it difficult compared to the older days. But I think, again, that's something that hopefully will improve as we move forward as a group here.
The 2011, finally, Coach, the 2011 Rhodes men's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
Like I said, I think the commitment level, the work ethic, the dedication, the raising the bar and everybody meeting a higher standard, it's going to be a success.
Rhodes head men's soccer coach, Andy Marcinko. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Great. Thanks very much, Rob.